Political developments outside Iraq may affect the new government's security. Italy plans to begin withdrawing its troops from Iraq in September. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says the withdrawal will depend on the capability of the Iraqi government to assume responsibility for security. Italy, with more than 3,000 troops stationed in Iraq, has the fourth largest foreign contingent in the country. The decision to pull out is seen as an acknowledgement that the continued deployment of Italian troops is too costly politically. NPR Silvia Pagioli joins me now. Silvia, I take it this announcement is something of a surprise.
It came totally out of the blue, and only a few hours after Parliament approved financing of the military contingent in Iraq for the next few months. And in an interview yesterday, Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini had said, "We have no reason to withdraw troops from Iraq." Berlusconi chose an odd place to make the announcement, a popular TV talk show that airs late into the evening. And he chose his words carefully. He said the allies would be consulted and the pullout would depend on the capacity of the Iraqi government to provide security. But bottom line, this was Berlusconi's first withdrawal timetable. The gradual pullout begins in September.
Can we assume that there's a connection between Berlusconi's decision and the shooting incident earlier this month in Iraq in which American troops shot and killed an Italian intelligence officer while he was helping to free an Italian journalist who was also wounded?
Well, Berlusconi certainly did not connect the dots, but most commentators did. The shooting of Nicola Calipari traumatized Italy, but it also unified this country, which is very polarized. And Calipari is hailed as a national hero, a person who restored national dignity and fueled a new sense of patriotism. And anti-war sentiment has always been strong here, but the latest polls show that 70% of Italians want out of Iraq. That includes many members of the government's conservative base. And Berlusconi said last night, together with our allies, we need to develop an exit strategy because our public opinions demand it.
It sounds then like Berlusconi is thinking about upcoming elections.
Well, absolutely. There are regional elections in 2.5 weeks and general elections in just over a year. And the center-left opposition is taking advantage of this growing anti-war feeling among Italian voters. Berlusconi seems to be aware that the Calipari shooting has also brought to the surface a contradiction between how Italy and the United States conceived the presence of their troops in Iraq. From the beginning, his government always claimed Italian troops are there to maintain peace and not make war. This is why every Italian death in Iraq further fuels Italian anger. And to deflect this, Berlusconi has taken a very strong stand in challenging the U.S. account of the Calipari shooting. He made it clear he expects the United States to provide a speedy and full explanation of what happened that night. He said President Bush knows he can't disappoint a loyal ally.
NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Tuscany, Italy. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.